This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year C. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, Psalm 138, 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 to 11 and Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we are here, preparing ourselves to worship you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that no words we use will be worthy of you. No song we sing will truly declare your praise. No prayer we offer will reach the height of your throne, unless it is touched, moved, and empowered by your Holy Spirit. Lord, open our hearts, our minds, and our lives to your loving presence. Go with us, receive our thanksgiving, and fill our praises with your glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our hymn, Bright the Vision That Delighted, CPWI 208. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Doing It Another Way. Doing It Another Way. One of the well-known definitions of madness or useless endeavor is doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. From time to time, we have to assess the effect or the results of our efforts. And if we come to the conclusion that we are not getting the results we desire or the results that God desires, we should pause, pray, and ask for guidance and follow the new way that God will provide, even though we don't fully understand where it would lead us. With faith, we proceed, knowing that the God who we are striving to serve knows what is best for us and for all of God's people. In our Old Testament reading today, God called Isaiah to the ministry of prophet at the end of the reign of King Uzziah, whose reign was a time of relative peace and prosperity for Israel. After King Uzziah died, things changed for the people of God. Isaiah's vision in our Old Testament reading is intended to affirm for the prophet and for the people of God that the Lord, their God, sits on his throne in heaven and is still in control of heaven and earth. The prophet recalls, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah sees God seated on his throne in heaven, while his feet rested upon the earth in his temple. Isaiah professes his unworthiness. "Woe is me," he says. "I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Verse 5. God responds to Isaiah with mercy and love. God sends an angel with a live coal from the altar, and it touches his lips with it and cleanses Isaiah from all his sins. With his lips cleansed, Isaiah is now able to answer the call to serve as a prophet, who will speak the word of the Lord to the people of God. God asks Isaiah to deliver a different kind of message. In the past, God's message was designed to bring about repentance, leading to forgiveness and healing. For example, when Solomon dedicated the temple and offered sacrifices to the Lord responded, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. God asked Isaiah to do a new thing, to bring a different kind of message, one to suit the present conditions of the people. Isaiah was to bring a message to produce hardness of heart, leading to judgment. God said to Isaiah, "Go and say to the people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah recognizes the meaning and implication of the message he was to proclaim. It was a different message. And so in grief he asked, "How long, O Lord?" The Lord's reply indicates nothing less than total and absolute destruction for the people. The Lord says, "Until cities lie in waste without inhabitants, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land, even if a tenth part remains in it, it will be burned again." Verses 11 to 13a. God is taking a different approach to Israel. It is time for them to face the consequences of their disobedience. For centuries, the Lord has sent prophets to the people, calling them back to their covenant obligations, back to obedience to the law. Yet, the people persist in idolatry and injustice, ignoring the law of God. As a result, God is doing it another way. It is time for judgment and punishment. In our epistle from 1 Corinthians 15, Paul reminds the church in Corinth that God did a new thing to bring salvation to all of humankind. No longer the blood of bulls and goats will be offered as a price for sin. The good news is that God did a new thing. Paul writes, "Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, and he was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3b to 4. Because Christ died and was raised from the dead, all of humankind can have forgiveness of sins and receive the gift of eternal life. It's only we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In our gospel from Luke chapter 5, we see Jesus teaching a large crowd from a boat belonging to Simon Peter. When he was finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your net for a catch. Simon answered, Lord, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Simon and his friends were expert fishermen. They knew how to read the signs around the lake that indicated the presence of fish. This is how they made their living. Here was Jesus asking them to do it another way, to do it differently. Fortunately, Simon obeyed. Somewhat reluctantly, but he obeyed. Yet, he said, if you say so, we will do it. Jesus called Simon and his friends to launch out into the deep, to take risk on his word. Your efforts have yielded nothing. Do it my way now. Luke records, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. Verses 6 and 7. Following the way, the new way of Christ, the harvest of fish was abundant, beyond their expectations. For the past 2 years, the world has been faced with a severe pandemic. All our lives have changed. Many people we know have died. As church, we have had to function under many restrictions. The mission field has changed. We can be certain that God is calling us to launch out into the deep. Yes, as a diocese, we have been toiling in the vineyard for the last 150 years. Our catch has not been significant. In fact, our membership has become less and less with every census. God is calling us to do a new thing. Look at our situation. Go back to the basis of our faith. Those two great commandments, love God, love yourself, love your neighbor, and launch out into the deep, into uncharted waters. Go where the church has not gone before. Do mission and ministry in new ways, and the reward will be in abundance. Let us demonstrate the faith of Simon Peter. Let us respond to the call to launch out into the deep, to do it another way, to be creative and innovative in ministry and mission under these different and difficult circumstances, to enable us to reap a great harvest for God. God says to us, as he says to the prophet Isaiah, who will go for me? And our response must be with prayer, reflection, obedience, and faith. O Father, as you say so, we will do it. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light rises up in darkness for the godly, give us all in our doubts and uncertainties the grace to ask what you would have us to do. that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path may not stumble, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, Heavenly Father, in whom is the fullness of light and wisdom, enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, and give us grace to receive your word with reverence and humility, without which no one can understand your truth. For Christ's sake, Amen. O God, the Father of lights, who by the entrance of your word gives light unto the soul, grant us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that being taught of you in Holy Scripture, we may receive with faith the words of eternal life, and be made wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, O Breath of Life, Come Sweeping Through Us. CPWI 337. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Spirit inflame us, and may the blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon us and abide with us, now and evermore. Amen. And so we pray that you will have a rewarding, Spirit-filled week, and that you will continue to worship God daily, to wear your mask, to watch your distance, and to wash your hands. Please be safe. And we have the hymn, "Here I Am, Lord."